Hey friends, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We try to go five or 10 minutes or so out of your day every day and talk about the things in the Word of God that are applicable to our lives, and that means the entire Bible in one way or the other is applicable to our lives. I don't mean everything and it's written to you, but it's certainly written for us to dig in and understand its truth, and it's written for us to dig in and see Jesus. Yesterday on the podcast, we spent about 8 minutes talking about the timing of the book of Romans, something that we just didn't do at the top of the book. I was so anxious to jump in that I figured I would save it, and so save it we did. So we talked about the timing and maybe where Paul wrote it from. I'd like to talk a little bit about purpose for this book. I like something that theologian William Russell said. I think this is a kind of a interesting description of Paul. He argued that Paul was only a, quote, incidental theologian, end quote. Now, that's not an insult. Well, I think what Russell meant, and I tend to agree with him, especially based on the style of the book of Romans, is that Paul was really more concerned with evangelism and church planting and only dug into theology whenever his missionary work demanded that he dig into theology. And I think we should look at the letters of Paul from one of a mission sort of cross-cultural reference point rather than from theological conscience-oriented. So Paul's not necessarily trying to lay out theology, be it describing old theology, debunking bad theology, or giving new theology. In fact, there are instances in the New Testament. And forgive the sound of my Bible pages turning. I keep my Bible probably a little too close to the mic. There are indications that Paul wasn't nearly as worried about all, you know, totally proper theology. I know we love to take the first chapter of Galatians and argue that Paul pronounces the double curse for anyone preaching any other gospel. But we could do some contextual work there, and we will sometime. But if you take, say, the first chapter of Philippians, I mean, you can't have what Paul said to the church at Galatia be the only thing you think about Paul's theology. The first chapter of Philippians, Paul said, in regards to Christ being preached, he said, some, and this is verse 15, some indeed preach Christ from envy and strife, and some from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains, but the latter out of love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. So it seems to me that Paul, based upon Philippians 1, and man, I hear very, very little talk about this passage, by the way. Which is just as in your Bible as other passages we like to hound on, that Paul wasn't so worried about the motivation behind Christ being preached. Sometimes that motivation, and this is using his words, envy, strife, selfish ambition, lack of sincerity, adding affliction to people like Paul. And he says, I don't care if it's pretense or truth as long as Christ is preached. That's an attitude you don't see much of today. So don't look at Paul as some staunch, hardcore theologian who's always trying to argue his position. I think he's a little more of a journeyer. And I think he's less theological conscience oriented, more what we would call missiological, more missions minded, crossing the cultures. I think at least part, a lot of scholars agree that at least part of the reason Paul writes the book of Romans was to go to Spain, because Spain is so far from where he's based in Antioch, it's going to create a lot of problems. So history tells us that he was probably trying to gain support from the Roman church and set up a base similar to the base he had in Antioch. He wants to go to Spain, but he wants to go with their blessing. He wants to go with their support. He wants to go with their interests. And if this is going to happen, then he needs to share with that church a complete exposition of the gospel that he's been preaching for well over 20 years. And that's exactly what he does, top to bottom, through the book of Romans. When we get to the 15th chapter, we'll find that he really wants to visit that Roman church. So it's really likely that he would probably have given them prior notice of his desire to do so. And he wanted to ask them to pray for him and accept the collection of the Jewish church. We know that according to the 15th chapter as well. All right, I'm going to stop there for today. I love doing stuff like this. I love talking about some of these things that are a little bit peripheral, but man, they really help put the legs underneath these books for us and see some things that maybe we have missed. I don't know if we'll do any more of this tomorrow. We might. I kind of enjoy the backdrop. And either way, we'll meet you right here on the DDP tomorrow as we journey through Romans. We'll see you then. God bless.